Gary, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi there. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The last few years, I've had a problem with my gallbladder. I have this pain in the right side. And I did get one of those, was it a HydraScan?
Okay.
And they said the gallbladder is not functioning well. And I was wondering I could do about it. I mean, they want to just take it out.
Well, here we go again back to 40, maybe 50-year-old research, which shows us exactly what to do and not have to have it taken out. This research was done by not a quack medical doctor, but by the chair of the Food Allergy Committee from the American College of Allergists. Wow, what a credential. What'd he do? Well, over time, he worked with 150-some people with gallbladder pain. And he did one real simple thing, sir. Had them quit eating everything they were allergic to. And guess what? In every one of them, the gallbladder pain went away. Okay, now just for science, these people volunteered, poor things, to go eat those foods again, and doggone it, all their gallbladder pain came back. Every one of them. Okay, that sort of proved the case, so he quit. Have you tried that yet, sir?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you my experience with it. I read that book, which was published in 1979. The study was done before then. I read that book in 1981. And since that time, sir, 100% of people having gallbladder pains have not had any more gallbladder pains if they did a food allergy test and quit eating everything they were allergic to. It's as simple as that.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, but chair of the American Food College of Allergists here. It's no quack doctor.
Well, yeah, it's I had an ultrasound and there's no stones. It's just the gallbladder is just weirding out. So
what's doing, sir?
Is it's
having spasms. Allergy causes spasms many places. Here's another surprise. 80% of the kids who are wetting the bed, they quit wetting the bed when they quit eating their allergic foods. What's happening? The bladder is spasming, and when you spasm in the middle of the night, you're going to wet your bed. Asthma is nothing more than allergic spasm. Many allergies are manifest by spasms, and the gallbladder isn't exempt from that.
Okay. All right. Well, get the food allergy test.
Okay, get in touch with Meridian Valley Laboratory if you wish. I know I'm medical director there, but let me tell you the advantage. They send you a piece of cardboard. You poke your finger several times, put some spots of blood on the piece of paper, and you just send it back to them. In Washington State is one of 27 states where you can actually order your own lab tests. Now, insurance companies never cover lab tests anyway, and this can't be done anywhere else besides that. And about 10 days to 2 weeks later, you get back a report, which is easy to read, and it tells you which foods you're allergic to and how bad. Mm-hmm. No kidding, sir.
Wow, yeah. The last 2 weeks has been a lot of pain. So anyway, I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling about it, because not only you, but anybody else out there with gallbladder trouble, this applies to all of us with gallbladder trouble.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.